This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. On May 21st, 25 adults with special needs greeted the crowd at Isotope Stadium in Albuquerque with a performance of the national anthem. It was the second time the Expressions of Joy Chorus performed for the Isotopes. Now in its third year, the chorus invites the community to a Father's Day fun cert Sunday afternoon at Asbury United Methodist Church in Albuquerque. Joining us this morning is the president of the Expressions of Joy Chorus, Janine Kamon Sisak. Janine, great to have you with us.
Good morning, Spencer.
Tell us about the members of the chorus.
The chorus is made out of adults with special needs. Anybody 17 years of age and older can join, no matter what they have. Some may have some people with autism. Some people are physically limited. Anybody's welcome to join at any time. We don't charge any dues, and we're trying to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. So we're only run on donations.
What was the May 21st performance like at Isotope Stadium? How did it go?
It went great. It's a lot of work for us in the background, but just to see their faces and their pride in front of that crowd make it all worth it. And, you know, they don't get this positive attention very often.
So. Right. And how did the performance at Isotope Stadium come about?
Last year, we actually auditioned for it, and they accepted us, and when we auditioned, people were standing there tearing up. It was really hard for us to play because we were crying too, and we got invited for the first time. And then this year, they invited us back.
That's wonderful.
Hopefully, we'll be back next year.
Tell me about the rehearsal process. The chorus was founded by Vera Kleinhans, who we were speaking to just a few weeks ago for Soli Musica. There is a special rehearsal process for Expressions of Joy.
Yes. So at 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, we have books for them ready. It's just the words on colored paper so they can associate. The banana song is on the yellow paper, for example. Mm-hmm. Usually, we introduce them to the song, and then we speak out the words. And a lot of it is call and response, so they're not necessarily reading music. We have a couple people that can't read. We have one member that is blind, so he can't read either. So call and response, and they pick up fast. They all have jobs. We have some people hand out the books, some people who help them sit down. We have the caregivers in there, too, because as we're playing instruments, we can't take care of everybody.
Right.
And then just have a lot of fun for an hour.
Tell me about the fun cert, which is coming up on Sunday afternoon. What kind of material is going to be part of the program?
Actually, all the songs were picked by our members.
Uh-huh.
So whatever they came up with, we have Yankee Doodle, Yellow Submarine, the song that never ends. They picked it, and they're ready to go.
And who do you want to see in the audience, Janine?
I would like to see some potential future members, because not everybody can, you know, roll a bowling ball at the Special Olympics or run track, but mm-hmm. everybody can, you know, move to the music, clap their hands, just enjoy the music.
Why did you want to become involved with it, Janine? I know your background, you've been a student in linguistics at UNM. What drew you to becoming the president of this nonprofit organization?
Of course, a musical background. I have a huge musical background. But I also worked with special needs children, though, toddlers in Germany. It's not like I needed something else to do as a PhD student. Just seeing their faces every Tuesday. We've seen so much growth in every single one of them in different ways. You know, some are really secluded and really just quiet. And they come in and it's like, I got to tell you this. This happened this week. It's truly amazing.
Janine Kamon Sisak is president of the nonprofit organization Expressions of Joy, a chorus for adults with developmental disabilities and special needs. The chorus performs Sunday at 3 at Albuquerque's Asbury United Methodist Church, 10,000 Candelaria Northeast. No tickets are necessary. Donations are appreciated. For information about Expressions of Joy, go to abqjoy.com. Janine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Spencer, for having us.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.